Hello, the tens on duties today are the Baltics, the number one, and Holland. Holland, please.
Good morning, dear friends, dear teacher. We are trembling with importance in this duty. We realized already quickly when we prepared for this duty that we should be as much as one. That's why you see us in one screen, all together. We had a very strong and special preparation. We realized that what we learned, what we did together in the lessons last week with the book, that all this externality about persons like a Jew or an anti-Semite or even processes like assimilation, that it is all inside of us. It's inside our ten. And the threat of the horror of repeating this external history, we want to unite. We want to work with this in our ten. And not to spend too much words on this, we want to ask you to empty your minds and to open your hearts and to listen to the words of our teachers. Please, Petach Tikva, read the excerpt we selected.
From Zohar, Acharei Mot. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to also sit together. These are the friends as they sit together and are not separated from one another. At first, they seem like people at war, wishing to kill one another. Then they return to being in brotherly love. And you, the friends who are here, as you were in fondness and love before, henceforth you will also not part from one another, and by your merit there will be peace in the world.
Baltic.
The Baltics.
Baltic, lo shomim otkhem.
The Baltics, we don't hear you. Oh, okay.
Здорово нас изменило. Вот мы смотрим на друг друга.
This last week truly changed us. We look at each other and we realize that it's not just that we changed, but rather we matured, we grew up. And during such a short time, only a week, Therefore, we have a question for a workshop. Now that the Creator has given us everything that we need, what does He expect of us? What do we have to give Him? Again, now that the Creator has given us everything that we need, what does He expect of us? And what do we have to give Him? An active workshop.
בורא מצפה שנפנה אליו ונבקש ממנו עזרה בחיבור
שזה We need to give the creator a place to be revealed between us.
וכבר בבקשה הזאת מתחיל
He cannot do it by himself. And in that request we start drawing the reforming light. Which corrects the connection between us. Yes, precisely what Rami said. The Creator is expecting from us a prayer. Let us pray for our friends who are a bit sick, about Akoka and other friends. Pray that they will be with us together. He's expecting to fill us up with all of the goodness that He had prepared for us. And we do it through the connection between us. What we need is light that would correct us and unite us, and we're getting that all the time. This is what we have to use in order to connect between us and pass it on, but it doesn't end there. It's not that we just received already everything we need and that's it. All the time we need more reforming light, because we constantly have to increase, strengthen the connection between us on top of whatever is revealed, and it's always in order to pass it on, until at the end we will become a pipeline that helps the Creator benefit the created beings. We need to enlarge the kli, the desire that the Creator will then enter and fill up. And this is why the Creator is expecting two things of us. One is to connect between us, and that this connection will be so that we will lift the whole of reality towards Him, which is really His purpose. I heard the Creator is jealous. He always wants us to think about Him. He wants to be pestered. So, I guess he's expecting of us not to leave him alone. And I also heard that we make him. Maybe from that comes the root that we need to be jealous of each other and get forces from each other and be impressed from the greatness of the friends. From that jealousy, a desire will also awaken in us to yearn for the quality of bestowal, to reach adhesion, to be great like the friends. Yes, those who are in bestowal, one who is in bestowal wants to be asked, wants to serve, wants to give. This is the Creator, and all He needs from us is that we will make, we will bring our desire to get help from Him in a common prayer between us, then He will come. Yes, in the end, everything is the result of our efforts and our exertions, so then we will have a prayer for the friends, for the collective. The Creator gives us whatever we need, everything we need, all the time. It's not, you know, I mean, what does He love us less? The question is, how do we use it? If we take it as a force with which we can increase the connection between us and become similar to Him, then we will feel it and be able to work with it correctly, be able to be a pipeline and bestow to Him by helping Him bestow to the created beings. And if not, we will feel it as blows. So it's all a question about how do we use what He is giving us. We need to expect the light to bring us to agree to
требуем, чтобы молитва товарищей была принята. Требуем.
We're asking silent prayer. We're asking that the prayers of all the friends will be accepted. We're asking for the prayers of all of our friends to be accepted.
Shiru lo zamru lo sirchu lechol nifleotan Shiru lo zamru lo sirchu lechol nifleotan Italelu b'shem kodsho Italelu b'shem kodsho Ismach lemevakshe Hashem Ismach lemevakshe Hashem Italelu b'shem kodsho Italelu b'shem kodsho Ismach lemevakshe Hashem Ismach lemevakshe Hashem